Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1725. Visible translated text is as follows. Both of us told him we wouldn't do this. He stated that Conley was not any relation to us. He said all you want is the money when you get out. He said he would soon be out smoking good cigars and we would be broke. I remember he talked to me at least a half dozen times about this, sometimes talking to me by myself and sometimes to Reese and myself. I remember at one time Dr. Wren was talking to Conley in the presence of myself and Reese, and he told Conley the thing for him to do when he got his sentence was for him to take the murder on himself and in this way free Mr. Frank. He told Conley that he would only get about 6 or 12 months sentence and maybe that in jail, and that he could never be tried again, and that if he would take this murder on himself, that Mr. Frank would go free and that Conley would get a lot of money for it and that he could never be tried for it. Conley declined to do this. Dr. Wren was in Conley's cell wing very often. I have been looking for him at times to get medicines for some sick prisoners, and I find him in Conley's cell. I told Dr. Wren finally, when he kept on after me, to tell that Conley had confessed to me that I didn't see why Dr. Wren didn't do this himself. I told Dr. Wren that he had as much opportunity as I had to go in Conley's cell, and he could swear that Conley had confessed to him as well as I could that he had confessed to me. Dr. Wren replied, "You're a damn fool. I am not going to get mixed in it." I told him I wouldn't get mixed in it either. He said, "You Negroes are damn fools. When you get out, money will be brief. When I get out, everybody will have money." I knew Annie Maud Carter. She was a prisoner and was turned loose on the runaround of round the jail as a trustee by Deputy Roberts to wash clothes and clean up the hospital. Her work was on the 5th or hospital floor and in the laundry, on the 4th floor. She was turned loose every morning by Deputy Roberts, and she was locked up by Deputy Allen when he came on duty every day, about 3:30 p.m. Deputy Roberts had charge of the cleaning up of the jail and the laundry work, and Annie Maud Carter was under his control and direction until 3:30 when Deputy Allen came in and she was then locked up. 211. I have seen Dr. Wren and Annie Maud Carter talking together just in the same manner as he had talked to us. I could not hear.